When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours, 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Hometown service and focused on you.
Look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Christmas and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Happy holidays from Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Hi, Lindsay here from K. John's Jewelry Company. For decades, our family has believed in one thing above all else: do right by people. That's why we never discount our jewelry. We price fairly every single day. No inflated tags, no discount games, just honest value and pieces we're proud to stand behind. But today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. To make room for our new original K. John's collection, we're doing something very special. We are liquidating our entire current inventory. This isn't a marketing event. This is our way of saying thank you to a community that has supported us, trusted us, and grown with us for generations. We want you to have the opportunity to bring home something beautiful at a price that truly reflects our gratitude. We're excited for what's to come and honored to take this next step with you. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K. John's Jewelry Company, from our family to yours, thank you.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, December 11th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Planned cultural burns on Willow Creek Conservancy next week. County Board of Supervisors approved historical museum for Cayucas. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the low 70s. It's 31 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. A cultural burn is scheduled to take place Tuesday, December 16th near Vineyard Drive and Highway 46 in Paso Robles. The burn will be held on Willow Creek Conservancy, hosted by the Salinan Tribe of Monterey and San Luis Obispo County, with support from Upper Salinas Las Tablas Resource Conservation District, CAL FIRE, San Luis Obispo, and the SLO County APCD. Smoke will be visible in nearby communities on the day of the burns. Timing depends on weather and air quality conditions. If conditions are not ideal, the burns may be rescheduled. On Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors approved a lease agreement with the Cayucas Historical Society for the purpose of operating a historical museum. The space will be approximately 425 square feet at Cayucas Landing for 5 years. This historical facility has long served as a gathering space in the region, with major renovations recently completed. County Parks seeks to reestablish the museum space for the Cayucas Historical Society, aligning with county and state parks' mission to enrich the community and preserve historical resources. The space allocated to the Historical Society will be provided rent-free, recognizing the role as a public benefit. Former mayoral candidate charged with voter fraud running for county clerk recorder. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Former Arroyo Grande mayoral candidate Gaya Powell announced that she is now running for the position of clerk recorder in 2026. Powell is currently on trial, representing herself for 8 felony charges of election and voter fraud. The charges allege that Powell submitted false nomination papers, failed to file campaign finance reports, and registered to vote at an address in the city of Arroyo Grande where she did not reside. On her campaign page, Powell says, quote, "My mission is to restore common sense, transparency, and trust to San Luis Obispo County's election process. Her core principles include requiring voter ID, same-day voting, same-day results, in-person voting with paper ballots, and U.S. citizens only." Her website for her campaign, GaiaForClerk.com, has more information. A new California law will go into effect January 2026 that seeks to limit smartphone use during school. AB 3216 will amend existing law, requiring the governing body of a public or charter school to adopt a policy that limits or prohibits the use of cell phones by July 1, 2026. The new law also states that a student cannot be prohibited from possessing or using a smartphone in case of an emergency, when permitted by teachers or administrators of the school, when a licensed physician and surgeon determines use is necessary for the health and well-being of the pupil, or when use is required in an individualized education program. AB 3216 will also require school governing bodies to update their policies prohibiting or limiting smartphone use every 5 years. Yesterday afternoon, traffic was slowed down on Highway 46 east near the Chelan area. A semi-truck veered off the roadway and crashed into a ditch along the westbound side, first reported at about 4:30 p.m. One westbound lane was closed, so first responders and CHP could remove the truck from the ditch. No further information is available at this time. Starting December 15th, a section of Scott Street will be closed until January 30th during daytime hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The closure will occur between Creston Road and Via Ramona. The city of Paso Robles says the closure is for sewer mainline upgrades, constructed by the Venado development occurring on the east side of the city. Upgrades will provide increased capacity and new infrastructure for the city's east side sewer shed. During work hours, Sherwood Park restrooms will have closures. Access will be maintained to both the veteran and senior center driveways as well. Message boards and construction signage will be provided that details a detour route. In sports, for the NFL, tonight the Falcons will face the Buccaneers. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday, December 14th. We'll have the Raiders and Eagles in the morning, then the Packers and Broncos, and finally the Vikings against the Cowboys. In the NBA, yesterday the Thunder beat the Suns 138-89, the Spurs over the Lakers 132-119. Tonight the Kings will face the Nuggets, the Clippers will go against the Rockets, the Celtics will face the Bucks, and the Trailblazers will go against the Pelicans. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California News coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California headline news, apparent DUI investigation underway after a motorist crashed into a group of high school track and field runners in Anaheim Wednesday. This witness saw it happen.
It appeared to have gone straight and didn't slow down, but just turned to the right and ran into the corner where there were a group of kids waiting for the signal to change.
Eight teens were hurt, one suffering critical injuries. A federal judge blocks President Trump from deploying any more National Guard members to Los Angeles. A federal judge also ordering control of the National Guard in California returned to Governor Newsom. Attorney General Rob Bonta sought an injunction months ago.
We very strongly believe that the National Guard is not the Royal Guard, that the National Guard is not the president's traveling private army.
President Trump deployed the Guard in response to anti-ICE raid protests. Governor Gavin Newsom declaring a state of emergency in Mono County after the PAC fire destroyed 30 buildings and damaged six. Started November 13th and was put out December 3rd. Jeff Scott, California News.
Kohl's Customer Appreciation Event is here, right in time for the gift exchange. Even though everyone pretends gifting isn't a competition, it kinda is. At Kohl's, save on gifts everyone will fight over. From sweaters and flannels to air fryers, toaster ovens, and more. Because deep down, the gift exchange isn't just about giving. It's also about winning. Shop Kohl's and save on top gifts now. Select style, some exclusions apply. Offers end December 14th. See store or kohls.com for details.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Awards reserved.
Newsflash! Wine Country Theater presents the holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life.
But there's a twist. It's a live radio play.
Travel back to the golden age of radio, where every sound effect, every voice is performed live for you, on stage.
It's the story you love, told in a way you've never seen
or heard before.
Wine Country Theater presents It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, November 29th through December 14th. For ticket information, go to winecountrytheater.org.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California's production of olives for oil has expanded in recent years, and experts expect the sector will continue to grow. The state produces about 2 to 4 million gallons of olive oil annually, or about 5 to 8% of domestic consumption, meaning there is room in the market for additional production. The crop also has advantages for farmers in the Golden State. It is drought tolerant, requiring less water than other tree crops, and it does not bring high labor costs, as the fruit is harvested by machine. This industry is in its infancy for California and the U.S., so we're still seeing where we're going with it, but I do feel there's potential, said Aaron Barcelos, who grows olives in Fresno County. Barcelos said he planted blocks of olive trees several years ago because of the crop's profitability and its ability to withstand reduced irrigation. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay, go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid 30s, east northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid 70s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Low 70 Saturday, upper 60 Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 31 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. This week, we are slashing prices up and down every aisle and every department. Like our meat department, baby back ribs, just $3.99 a pound. Chicken breast and thighs, $1.99 a pound. Whole USDA tri-tips, just $4.99 a pound. And fresh ground beef, $2.99 a pound. In produce, we have medium Hass avocados, just 49 cents each. On the vine tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And premium Fuji apples, $1.99 a pound. In our service deli, we've got Boar's Head American cheese, just $5.99 a pound. Freshly made macaroni salad, just $2.99 a pound. Freshly made half-pound tri-tip sandwiches, just $3.99 each. In our liquor department, Svedka Vodka, all flavors, just $9.99 for a 750. Michelob Ultra 6-pack, just $6.99. So come in and stock up for the holidays. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite news store. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We are off Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed. Oracle is dragging down the NASDAQ. Oracle shares are down 15%. The cost of insuring Oracle's debt rose after it revealed massive spending for its artificial intelligence buildup. Also, Wall Street was hoping for a more upbeat forecast from Oracle. Adobe shares are up nearly 2% after its upbeat quarter. Walt Disney will invest $1 billion in OpenAI. Disney characters will be coming to Sora, the AI video generator developed by OpenAI. Users will be able to generate videos of more than 200 Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, and Pixar characters. And the number of new claims for unemployment benefits increased by 44,000 last week to 236,000. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosalda. Invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X914 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel,
238-3080. We're here to help.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
We're here to help.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
All righty, we're just 2 weeks away, and you still have some time to get that house looking the way it should. Your holiday decor, that's Aaron King with Slo Holiday Lights. Call for a free estimate. He's right here in the North County. 805-464-7689, 464-7689. All righty. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Join us on this Thursday edition on The Right Choice.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said.
Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Karen's up this afternoon. Sound off, she'll interview Asaro Rizzo about his work with the Trump administration to stop offshore windmills and the industrialization of the Port San Luis. And then Stacey Korsgaden will be in talking about health insurance and all the changes and all the complexities and all that kind of stuff that's continuing to go on. All right, let's see here. What did we have? Let me see here. I just got back from the California of the East Coast, New Jersey, and I'm surprised with how liberal New Jersey is. At least they can fix their roads. Well, New Jersey's been liberal for a long time. Shouldn't be surprised at all. One of the problems with that is a lot of the people in New York moved to there, they live there, but they work in New York, just like Connecticut. Connecticut is very liberal as well. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. About this cosmetology class or school, or I looked up your buddy AI, Al.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Slo, if there's 15,000 to 20,000 to take the classes, and it's roughly I'll just pick a middle number, about $1,000 for your starting hair kit for the student.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I believe that kids or anybody, you need to learn some trade, but there's things that go with it. And if you can't read or do math, I don't know how you can succeed in any of those things. I've built my whole life. I built every house I've lived in. I built the cabinets. I did the framing. I did the concrete. I did the plumbing. I did the electrical. And we were talking the other day about the price of houses. If you want to succeed and have a beautiful house, if you learn to do a few of those things yourself, you could have something that you just can't believe. And those things aren't out of reach for any of these students, but you're going to have to learn how to do math. Electricity is not that hard to understand, and it's not that hard to do. But obviously, if you don't do it right, you're going to get electrocuted. And if you don't know how to use a skill saw, you could cut your hand or your leg off. I'm still using the same skill saw I've had for 40 years.
Well, the person that emailed in the start of this was one, you know, I think it's a good point. What is the cost of this? And, you know, based on conversation I had with somebody a couple of weeks ago before this became on the airwaves here, is that I said exactly the same thing, the cost, and then, okay, this may be good or not, but our kids can't read or write. So you're going to get into a business, and we're going to help you because, you know, the threat from last hour's caller, well, if they don't, they're going to be welfare and all this other kind of stuff. I've never liked that, but there's not a need for something like this. We need nurses, and we need electricians and HVAC techs. That's what we need. We don't need, I mean, obviously we need people to do this for a living, but we're overloaded in this state with it. And, okay, so one of the reasons I was told why this is a good thing is because of the over-regulation and the difficulty in getting the licenses and everything necessary for this. So what's the priority of things that we need on a daily basis that the state needs, or more people in a profession that's overloaded?
Well, I agree with you, and I think that if you learn some of these other skills, whether it becomes your primary job in life or it becomes something that you know how to do, you're going to be able to do so much to help yourself. I got a young guy that works with me. I got my young guy. He's at least 30 years younger than me. His dad taught him how to be a framer, and he started working with me 24 years ago. He became a UPS guy. He's on a UPS truck. I think he's got close to 10 years doing that. He still builds every weekend for extra money, and he's unbelievably good at it and happy about it and willing to do this stuff. And it just shows you that once you pick up something and once and you got to find the one that you like, that is going to make you happy and that you can understand and do. I helped my step-granddaughter back in 22 do her first wood project for her Templeton 4-H thing. And I said, you know, what do you want to do? Well, the teacher gave us these different things. And I said, okay. And so we made a beverage cart. And I said, I'm going to redesign this a little bit because I had wood that I took off of my truck that used to be the gates. I said, I have this reclaimed wood. Do you want to use that for the exterior? Yeah. I said, so I'm going to show you how to do something once, and then you're going to do it. I'm going to take pictures of you, so show your instructor that you're the one that built it, and you're going to use different tools. If there's a tool that you can't use, you have to tell me, or that you're not sure of, because we're using table saw, routers, skill saw, different things. Obviously, the sander's not going to hurt you. And we got this cart built, and there was a few hundred dollars of materials involved, and she sold it for $4,000 at the auction. And it's a beautiful piece of furniture made out of reclaimed stuff. Mm-hmm. Except for the interior was all clean and nice plywood, but and the wheels on it looked old fashioned, but they were newer and the handles and stuff. But it just, you know, we went to there's two pieces of granite in the top. I said, we'll just go, and there'll be some granite guy that has salvaged granite. We'll just get two pieces cut, you know?
Well, I wonder, just because of, one is, I guess I was born to wander, is are skills like this that you're referring to, kind of like some of the skills we talked a couple of weeks ago within the house, are they becoming lost arts because we don't really have to do it anymore, or simply is that it's not being passed along?
It's not being passed along because I don't think that my daughters both learned how to do that stuff because they were interested in it because Dad did it. And I was willing to teach them. So, and I still go help my daughter up in Oregon. I went and helped her build a deck. I helped her build a garage. I helped her do an addition on the house. And there was some other people helped, but she's a really good do-it-yourselfer. I sent her drawings. She submitted this stuff, and fine-tuned what she wanted, got the permits. And I said, okay, I'll be there. I did all the electrical, and she helped me. And she's helped me when I did my other projects. That's how I taught her. If you go and learn, I think it would be really easy to teach people. I mean, obviously, you got to get through the safety factors of the cutting of materials, woods and stuff. We have enough lumber yards around here that have materials that can't be sold or used because they're no longer that good or functional. But those are the things you use that you could probably get for nothing, and you would have tool manufacturers probably giving you equipment to use if it was set up properly, to where they want to sell you that product later for your business or your tool chest, so that somebody would hire you because now you have the skills to go to some contractor and say, hey, you know, I'd really like a job. This is what I know how to do. Give me a chance. And I can show you that if you call out a number, I can cut a piece of material exact the way you want it. And then you're going to pick up the other skills you need as you get into projects, whether it's electrical, whether it's framing. I don't care any of that stuff. And then when you're working at your own home or with friends, when I was on the fire department, you learned if some guy had a project at the station, everybody at the station showed up to work on that project, and there was other guys that taught you stuff.
Well, I do believe, though, that some people have certain knack for picking up whatever skill it may be, and others don't.
You're true. That's true. Whether it's sewing, whether it's cooking. I learned how to start to cook from my grandmother and my mother and my stepmother, and I like cooking. I was a cook for 30 years at my fire station. There's different things, but all of those things, I don't care what they are, whether it's cosmetology, whether it's cooking, if you can't measure, if you don't, or remember stuff, if you can't read a recipe or look at a pattern or read a tape measure or learn how to use a meter or something, you still have to know math. You still at least need geometry would help you. I built a circular staircase for a treehouse thing. These guys are like, well, how are you going to do this? With geometry, man. What do you mean? How am I going to do it? and you know, once you do something that you like to do, I think it becomes simpler because you enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you enjoy your profession and your thing, and you know how to work your equipment, other people would walk in there and they'd go, oh my God, how do you remember what buttons to push? How do you pick up the phone? How do you do this? How do you add, you know, and then you know how to cure your problems when you have a little situation. Because you've learned the system, you enjoy the system, you know what you need to do, and you're teaching a young person right now that's sitting in the other booth, the tricks of the trade.
Well, you know, again, all this, well, not all of it, most of it stemmed from this email this morning, and I'll go back to the wanting to know how much this is going to cost. We have a school district that doesn't have money, and this becomes a priority for them. So I think there is legitimate questions regarding this. And, you know, we're usually told with things connected with government that, well, by doing this, we're going to save the earth and save mankind, because if we don't do it, people are going to be they won't get jobs. They're going to be on the system. I mean, we always get that crap, you know, from government. But again, I think the gentleman's question is legitimate. What's wrong with asking that question? After all, it's our money.
Right. I don't think that. First, if you got to get students that are going to want to do this, and what is the cost per student to have this equipment and to teach them this stuff, and what level of entrance are they going to need? So they do you want to do it so that they those kids, regardless of whatever the class is, but in this case it's cosmetology, hopefully you want them to succeed. And if they are going to succeed, they're going to have some kind of basics on understanding what it takes to mix a hair color. I mean, you're putting stuff on people, and you don't want to screw them up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I know when the fire department said, hey, you're going to be an EMT, whether you like it or not. Okay, I had to pass the EMT. I had to learn how to do all the different things, use a defibrillator, you know, set up an IV, do all these different kinds of stuff. It's just, if I don't pass it, how do I go on the emergency?
Right. Well,
or every Monday we started all the equipment. If you don't know how to run the blower or the chainsaw I'll tell you a real funny one, just real fast on the chainsaw. So we backed up to LAPD, Hollywood Division. So they came over with a guy they were going to incarcerate for a while, and they had him handcuffed, and they broke the key off in the handcuffs. Of course, they got his hands behind his back. They said, hey, they walked through the back gate because their station backs up to our station. Hey, can you guys help us cut these off? Because we busted the key in there. I said, heck yeah, we can help you. I was excited about it. I told two young guys, I said, go get me the chainsaw and take the chain off of it and then hide around the corner with the bolt cutters. They bring me the chainsaw. These two LAPD officers, their eyes were so big. And I said, don't worry, I won't hurt him. And I fired up the chainsaw, told that guy, hold your hands out and don't move. And he started crying. And I was banging the bar on the chain, on the cuffs. And then, of course, they ran out, cut him, and then ran and hid. And he was all so thankful that I didn't cut him and all this stuff. And those guys were trying their hardest not to laugh. I said, you guys ever need any help, just come over and see us. It's no big deal.
Boy, now if you did that even as a joke, you'd probably get in trouble.
Yeah, I'd be on the news. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, the guy would be, for stress and, whatever and all that other kind of stuff, but...
Yeah, they probably had to change his pants when they got over to the other place, but whatever. That's part of the deal. We helped him. We took care of the situation. We solved the issue. So,
yep. All right.
But we had fun doing it.
It sounds like it. All right. I got another one.
All right. Take care.
Hi. Good morning.
Whatever.
Can you turn down the radio, please? Well, you can call back on that same number, or we do have this thing called the texting as well. Let's see here. I've been a barber for 48 years, at times a single mom. I've never been on welfare or taken a dime from the government. I'm still working. I look forward to going to work every day. I love the people I work with and all my clients. I've been a business owner most of the 48 years, and it's true. You can't do hair without math. Hair is all geometry, for instance, and you need to be able to read and to be able to take the test. Okay, well, that's it. Again, as we pointed out earlier, there's a lot involved in this, and I would hope that since, again, our tax money, that they will tell these people why getting a license in this state has become a royal pain in the neck. That is because politicians... Maybe they can learn a little bit about politics and what happens and why is this happening? Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do that? Because people called politicians have instituted laws and they've put in regulations. And with some of those regulations, or many of those regulations, come fees to be able to do this. And yes, it has become burdensome for many, but you're not the only industry has done that, so hopefully they can learn that. When I was in high school in King City, we had wood shop, auto shop, home economics, on which we learned to cook and sew, bookkeeping, etc. Yeah, I had wood shop when I was in seventh grade, and we had, I don't know if we had auto shop, but we did have home economics. I do remember that. One of the reasons I stopped going to local GOP meetings is that they would always be talking about how to improve the government schools that are destroying their kids. The other is ignorance on Ukraine. Okay. All right. Well, the Gov school fixers are the ones fighting a hopeless war, and their objective is not even a good one. Many of my clients abhor the government schools for good reason. All right. Well, thank you for the text. Thank you for the emails. I think one of the main things, and again, this started from a gentleman's email this morning, is are we teaching kids the reasons why things are becoming difficult regarding getting licenses and so forth and why the expense is there? Are we doing that? Similar to since we're talking about schools, the teacher's complaining about a lot of things, but they elect people over and over and over that help increase the cost of living in the state of California and also loosen laws that make it more difficult for them to discipline some of the you-know-what ants that are in school that don't respect anybody. They have to deal with them because of laws and rules implemented by people that you put into office. So maybe if we teach these kids at a young age, just like I've always said for years here, I don't want government agencies saying this is free. This is a free event. This is free. No, it's paid for by tax dollars. Start putting that into their head as a young age. Maybe they'll have a better appreciation or at least an understanding that none of this is free. And also maybe because of that, they may respect it a little bit more as well. All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Board of Supervisors on a Tuesday approved a lease agreement with the Cayucas Historical Society for the purpose of operating a historical museum. The space will be approximately 425 square feet at Cayucas Landing for 5 years, at no cost to the Historical Society. A scheduled burn is scheduled to take place Tuesday, December 16th at the Willow Creek Conservancy near Vineyard Drive and Highway 46. Burns will be hosted by the Salinan Tribe of Monterey and San Luis Obispo County. Smoke will be visible on the day of the burns, but timing depends on weather and air quality conditions. If conditions are not ideal, the burns may be rescheduled. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s, it's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley, headed for a showdown in the Senate over funding Obamacare to prevent a doubling of premiums in January. The GOP alternative is to fund Americans' health savings accounts. Senator John Barrasso.
Democrats are coming to the Senate today to do another bailout of Obamacare. And I'm a doctor. I want people to get the care that they need at an affordable price. But Obamacare robbed people of affordability as well as choice.
Two votes coming up. Fox has obtained the video of U.S. troops landing on a Venezuelan oil tanker, guns drawn.
It was seized for a very good reason.
With a load of illegal sanctioned oil from Iran and Venezuela, Charlie Kirk's accused assassin, Tyler Robinson, has a pretrial hearing before a judge today in Utah. America is listening to Fox News.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Need inspiration for holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories, gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Rich London, you're the mattress specialist, so tell me more about the mattresses on your floor.
Well, I've got some with special covers to make them cooler. I've got them with copper in the cover as well, so you get the benefits of copper just like on the other mattresses. You know, copper has healing powers, so it makes it where you get those things in your mattress, because that's where you're getting your rest and where you rejuvenate your body.
For a good night's sleep tonight and every night, see Rich London. He is the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Alrighty, we have just about 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the right choice.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, replacement, get it done by the pros. Sunny, low 70s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s, mid-70s on Friday, back to the low 70s on Saturday. And then upper 60s Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7.03 a.m., 4.51 p.m., we are at 34 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. The right choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Got folks coming for the holidays. Don't worry, they've got breakfast for you. They've got lunch for you, and they've got brunch for you, and they've got dinner for you. Just check it out over there. All right, as it's that time of the year to clear things out and get ready for some new stuff. Well, when you do, or if you do, all that glitters. Paso Robles Senior, it's time to clean out jewelry box and donate that unused jewelry to it over there on Scott Street. And it does help out that with their computers and everything else. So if you have some of that and like to take it over there, they would appreciate it. Also, as we wind down the year, and again, as you may be thinking of doing something, a New Year's resolution, how about thinking about helping out with Hospice of San Luis Obispo County? They have training programs throughout the year to help you out. And not only for volunteering, but also a little Lincoln or Jackson would help as well. So that's Hospice of San Luis Obispo County. They would appreciate it very, very much. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at great prices. Moving right along here at 7 minutes away from 8.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away. Got to get it done. Get her done. Local celebrities. Let's see here. Daniel Svensson, Brian McKenna, Terry Woods. We have Clay Pierce, Michael Venturini. Who else do we have? Walter J. Bullock, Colby Cox, Barry Kimmon, Garrett Hall Sr., and Dorothy Guess. Those are your local celebrities on my right-hand side. Let's see here. Who do we have? As we're looking for some people. And again, because I have this thing overloaded, that it is not wanting to have the page that I first put up this morning. So we'll have to do that and find out exactly who is having a birthday on this day. And let's see here. Leading off on the other list. Little Flower, Fiorella LaGuardia, 1882, 1947. Gilbert Roland, quite the actor, 1905, 1994. Carlo Ponti, the producer, 1912, 2007. Prez Prado, remember that song, Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom, whatever, 1916, 1989. The original version of Hound Dog, Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton, 1926, 1984. Yes, indeed. Very talented dancer and actress, Rita Moreno, 1931. Curtis Williams of the Penguins, Earth Angel, 1934, 1979. Played with Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, Tom Brunley. He was a steel guitar, 1935, 2009. From Barney Miller, this guy's pretty funny, Ron Carey, 1935, 2007. He invented the Nerf football, but also was a pretty good kicker with the Minnesota Vikings, Fred Cox. Fred was born in 1939, died in 2019. The singer from Bread, and he wrote some songs. Let's see here. What was that one? Anyway? Popsicles and Icicles. David Gates, 1940. Donna Mills, 1940. Knott's Landing. Larry Stallings, pretty good linebacker for the Cardinals, 1941. Oh, yes, indeed. One of my all-time favorites, especially her commercials. Terry Garr, 1944. She passed away last year. Linda Day George, the actress, 1944. Oh, my goodness. It ends right here. Brenda Lee, 1944. DB with the Jets, Early Thomas, 1945. Bess Armstrong, the actress, 1953. Jermaine Jackson, 1954. For Motley Crue, Nikki, 1958. Jay Bell, not a bad baseball player, 1965. Derek Bell, again, not a bad baseball player, 1968. Very good linebacker out of the University of Southern California, brain surgeons and three Super Bowls with the Patriots, Willie McGinnis, 1971. Who else do we have here? Jared Hillman, the actor, 1981. Zach Miller, not a bad tight end, 1985. And Haley Seinfeld, the actress, 1996. Passing away on this day, Maurice Mac J. McDonald, restaurateur, and his brother. He died in 1971. The gunmaker, Mr. Winchester, Oliver, 1880. And also we have one of the best ever, R&B, soul, rock and roll, you name it, he could sing it. Sam Cooke was shot and killed, 1964. Also, who else do we have here on this list? That is it? Okay. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. My goodness. She was born Brenda May Tarpley in Atlanta, Georgia in 1944. She had four siblings, and because of the times that they lived in, she was the second of four children, and family didn't make a lot of money, $20 a week. And they all lived, not the mom and dad, but the kids were, they all lived in the same bed. She started to sing to the radio when she was very, very young and then started making some money doing it at a very young age. And by the time she was 13, she was national. Here's something you need to know on how big Brenda Tarpley was. And I don't mean in height, because she was known as Little Miss Dynamite, because even at 12 and 13, her voice sounded like a mature young lady. Now listen to this. Brenda Lee sold over 100 million records globally. She is one of the most successful American artists of the 20th century. She was the second woman to top the Billboard Top 100 after Connie Francis, and her success in the 1960s earned her the recognition as Billboard's top female artist of the decade. The only people who outsold her in the decade of the 1960s was Elvis Presley, the Beatles, and Ray Charles. Think about that. Just think about how much that is. And you have those three, the only ones ahead of you. And think of all the artists in the 1960s and how music changed so much. She held her own very well. And she was able to transition when things kind of went south for her into the country music. And of course, she succeeded there as well. Brenda Lee to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A new California law will go into effect January 2026 that seeks to limit smartphone use during school. AB 3216 will require the governing body of a school to adopt a policy that prohibits or limits use of smartphones by July 1st, 2026. Starting December 15th, a section of Scott Street will be closed until January 30th during daytime hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The closure will be between Creston Road and Via Ramona. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s, it's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Billboard has listed her as one of the greatest singers of all time. She is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's in the Hit Parade Hall of Fame. She's also in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Not too shabby. Brenda Lee, the one and only. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.